virtual means, and will feature two wonderful rabbanim, Rabbi Binyamin Blau, from formerly from here, and the grandson of Rav Pinchas Heiss, and of course my very close and dear friend Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, the senior rav of the Boca Raton Synagogue. But I highly recommend the program. So that's going to be at 10 o'clock this morning. The information has been sent to you. Mincha this afternoon, which I also highly recommend, perhaps even more so than the program this morning, will take place here at 4:20 p.m. The Mishnayos at the beginning of the second parak of Olos, learning in the Shul this week, is sponsored in memory of Mrs. Shelley Feit. Allah Shalom, and Mishnayos, of course, are also sponsored Lila Nishma, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Mishnayos have been talking about some of the things that are metame ba'ol. So picking up on that theme in the second mission of the second parak, Revias Dam, Revias Dam, Tavusa, Mimes Echad. If you have a quarter log of blood or a quarter log of blood that comes out at the time of death, some of it before death, some of it immediately thereafter, if it comes out of the same mace, that's going to be metame tumas awel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Mishnei Mesim, even if it comes from two different Mesim. Dam Katan Shiatzakulo, if you have the blood of an embryo, and it came out totally. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kosho, even if it's the smallest amount, and the Chachamim Omer Mervias, it has to be a Mervias of a log. Kazayas Rima, what happens if you have a Kazayas of worms? Bein Chaya Bein Mesa, in other words, whether it's alive or dead, in other words, what does it mean, a Kazayas of worms? It means that that's what it... the worms that appear when the corpse rots, right? And that's considered like human flesh, so there's going to be tum over there. So whether it's alive or dead, Rabbi Yezer says it's tame like the corpse. V'chachamim metaren, they say it's not the corpse. Efer srufim, what happens if you're, we talked about this last year, Josh, right, in the concentration camps. What if there are the ashes of the cremated corpses? So Rabbi Yezer Omer Shiro Berova, right, the minimum size to convey tuma is a quarter kavavesh. V'chachamim metarim, and the chachamim say in such a situation it's tar. Melo tarvad od afar kvaros tame. If you have a little more than a ladleful of what's called tarvad or grape powder, so that's going to be tame. That's enough for it to be assumed to be enough of a human. Rav Shimon metar. Rav Shimon says that's going to be tar. If it's corpse powder that was kneaded together in water, that's not going to be considered connected in regard to create that amount for tumah. There are following things. If you touch it, you're going to be tame. If you carry it, it's going to be tame, but it's not going to create a tumas oel. Etzem kisora, a bone that's the size of a barley coin. The Eretz Amim, or Eretz Amim, so there's no Tumas Mace just because you happen to be, there's no Tumas Oel just because you happen to be in Shul. Eber Min Amace, Beis HaPras, if it's an area where we know somewhere in the area there is a kever over there, and we have to declare the area around the kever to be a problem. Eber Min Amace, a limb from a corpse, or Eber Min Achai, She'ein Aleim Basa Koroi, or if it's an Eber Min Achai, it's a limb, something living, but it doesn't have the flesh to heal. Or Hashadra Vagugala Shachasu, if you have a spine or a skull, it's not complete. So Kamu Chisar B'Shedra, how much is missing in order for it not to only be Mitame B'Tumas Mago Masa, but not Oel? So Beishame Omrim Shtei Chulios, if it's missing two of the 18 vertebrae, that's enough. Beisol Omrim Rafidu Chulia Achas, Beisol says even if it's missing one of the vertebrae, B'Gugolis, and what about in the skull? So Beishame Omrim Kolom Makadech, if it's a mount, if the hole made by a hatchet, so it has to be the hole that if you took it into it, smacked it into a living person, the person would die. What kind of hatchet are we talking about? The katan shel rov im divrei Rabbi Meir. What would probably be the equivalent of what we call in medical terminology a scalpel today. No, it has to be the size that's the larger one in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the amount that has to be missing in order for it not to convey a sense of Tumas Maga Umasa, but not a Tumas Oel. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezus Hashem will continue with the discussion of what makes Tuma and under what circumstances, what type of Tuma, when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.